94.5 3WS. This morning we're talking about why we feel America is so fat and so overweight. So why not talk to an expert who is the author of the book, Why America is So Fat. Please welcome to the show, Ben Kennedy. Hi, Ben. How are you today?
Hi, Chris. I'm doing good. I appreciate being here.
No problem. Now, we've been talking about all morning about why a lot of us think America is fat. We're lazy. We eat too much. We're eating the wrong foods. We also hear stories how they want to change the food pyramid. What exactly is this, people? What do you think is the reason why so many of us are so dreadfully overweight?
Well, what you just talked about are the standard responses. Oh, well, people eat too much and they don't exercise enough. But, you know, we've been hearing that for 30 and 40 years. And, you know, there was fast food around in the 60s and 70s, and there weren't all these overweight people walking around. So I don't think those are anywhere near the real reasons. What I think is the real reason is greed in the pharmaceutical industry and the federal government and corruption that is causing so many of these people to be overweight.
How so?
Well, how many people know that most of the leading prescription drugs that they're taking cause weight gain as a side effect?
Oh, yeah, very true.
Well, but nobody ever seems to realize that.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. When somebody is going to try to either stay lean in the first place or lose weight, you know, after they've gained 50 or 100 pounds, you need to know all the right factors. You need to have all the right information in order to make the right choices.
Yeah.
And here's a key factor that most people have no idea about, and that is the prescription drug they're taking may be causing them to gain 100 pounds. And unless you realize that and can go talk to doctors and say, look, I need to get on something that doesn't have this side effect, you can't overcome that.
And how do you explain as far as kids? I know I grew up in the 60s and 70s, and when I got up in the morning, I was out the door riding my bike, playing baseball, you know, climbing trees, doing things like that. And now I think so many kids anymore are just so lazy as far as the computer games, the TV, you know, that type of stuff. They're not really out there. It seems like everything anymore has to be organized sports. It's not going to be a pickup game of dodgeball or softball.
Well, and you just brought up organized sports. Obviously, kids are playing some sports and are engaging in some activity. And I grew up in the 70s myself, and you know what? I watched an awful lot of television, and I'm not fat today. But what else is different between today and, say, the 70s? Did you have Paxil on the market that all these young people are taking because the teachers say that they're hyperactive in class? No, you didn't. So there's a lot of kids that are taking prescription medication that have weight gain as a side effect. And again, they don't realize it.
But not everybody's on Paxil, or not everybody's hyperactive, though.
Well, and I'm not saying that diet, proper diet, and exercise are not important, but we've got a crisis here, and we need to identify what is the prevailing problem that is causing so many people to be fat. And I just don't think you can blame all that on diet and lack of exercise.
Do you think the root of the problem is that it's the whole pharmaceutical business?
I think it's that there's big businesses, especially the pharmaceutical industry. There's just no question that they're making a ton of money because they are overweight people. And the evidence is that I estimate that at least half of all the prescription drug sales are related to illnesses that are caused by people being overweight, like diabetes is a major one. That's a $200 billion a year problem. And, you know, most of that, 95% is type 2 diabetes, which the leading cause of type 2 diabetes is people being overweight. And so who's the big beneficiary of that? Well, the pharmaceutical companies, which is a $300 billion a year industry, so at least half of that is related to people being overweight. Does anybody really believe that they're going to do anything to decrease their profits? Certainly something to think about. Let me give you some statistics, too, that will back this up pretty strongly. In about the last 20 years, the obesity rate has doubled. It's gone from 15% to a little over 30% today. It's estimated to be 40% of the population by 2008. Well, in that same period of time, the spending on prescription drugs has also doubled. Is that just a coincidence? I don't think so.
So we're speaking with Ben Kennedy, who's the author of Why America is So Fat. Well, let me bring up something that a lot of people seem to take, whether it's successful or not, in weight loss, is a Fed drug.
Well, they used to be able to take that. Unfortunately, the government has now banned it for only weight loss. And that to me shows, you know, that it's a total fraud in the ban. Because if something is unsafe and the government has said that ephedra is unsafe for people to use, so they supposedly banned it. But yet there's still ephedra products on the market, but only ones that are for cold and flu and problems like that. And the other big difference is they banned products made by dietary supplement companies that were for weight loss, and they left all these products on the market there for cold and flu made by who? Pharmaceutical companies.
Gotcha. Now, as far as the ephedra, though, it was shown to cause some problems, heart problems, and things of that nature with some people.
I'm actually not aware of any scientific evidence that it ever did anything. All the researchers said that it was safe and effective, and that's coming from places like Harvard Medical School and people like Dr. Richard Kreider at Baylor University. The only organization that ever said that it was unsafe is the FDA, and they based that on evidence that they basically just made up.
Now, what about someone like myself? I'm not overweight, but, like anybody can afford to lose a couple of pounds. I'm not on any medication whatsoever, never have been on any medication. I mean, there are a lot of people across the United States that are just lazy and fat and eat the wrong things that aren't on any type of medication.
Well, so you're saying that you are overweight?
Well, probably by the medical standards, 5-10 pounds, yeah.
Well, 5-10 pounds isn't too bad, and that should be something that you can easily lose through a change in your diet and adding a little exercise. When you start talking about people that are 100, 200, 300 pounds overweight, which I see every time I go to the mall or go out in public, I mean, something else is going on there than just poor diet and lack of exercise. And you said yourself, you're not on prescription medication. Maybe that's why you're only 10 pounds overweight, and those people are 200-300 pounds overweight.
Well, let us ask you this question. If somebody wants to find out a little bit more about your take on why America is so fat, where can folks find your book then?
Well, it's at the usual locations like Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble, but the best deal is if you go to whyisamericasofat.com, and if your listeners will put in vitamin in the coupon code, you'll not only get the book, but you'll also get a free bottle of multivitamin, which hopefully will give you not only the knowledge to make you healthier, but also give you a little help as far as nutrition.
Well, thank you, Ben Kennedy. Ben Kennedy, the author of Why America Eats So Fat. Thanks so much for tuning in this morning and checking in with us.
Thank you for having me.
Have a great day.
You too.